नमो भगवते नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरञ्चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो ध्यायेन्मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। Continue on reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24. Chapter entitles the chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, the text number 28. Ya param brahmasa sakshat triguna jiva samgita भगवन्तं वासुदेवं प्रपन्ना सा प्रियो हि मे। य परं ब्रह्मस साक्षात् य परं ब्रह्मस साक्षात् भगवन्तं वासुदेवं प्रपन्ना स प्रियो हि मे य परं ब्रह्म साक्षात् त्रिगुणजीवसंगीता भगवन्तं वासुदेवं प्रपन्ना स प्रियो हि मे य परं ब्रह्म साक्षात् त्रिगुणजीवसंगीता भगवन्तं वासुदेवं प्रपन्ना स प्रियो हि मे यः एनीवन परम ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्रह्मसः ऑफ द कंट्रोलर साक्षात् डायरेक्टली त्रिगुणा from the three modes of material nature, Jiva Sangita, living entities called by the name Jivas, Bhagavantam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevam, unto Krishna, Prapanna, surrendered, he, priyaha, very dear, he, undoubtedly, may, of me, Translation and purport by Srimad Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Lord Shiva continued, any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the controller of everything, the material nature as well as the living entities, is actually very dear to me. Translation responsibly. Lord Shiva continued, any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the controller of everything, the material nature as well as the living entities, is actually very dear to me.
It's very long.
Purport. Now, the Lord Shiva explains the reason he has personally come before the princess. It is because of princes are very dear, are dear devotees of Krishna, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:19. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanabhanamam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, such a great soul is very rare. Lord Shiva is very rarely seen by common men. And similarly, a person who is fully surrendered unto Vasudeva Krishna is also is very rarely seen, because a person who is fully surrendered unto Supreme Lord is very rare. Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Consequently, Lord Shiva comes especially to see the Prachetas, because they were fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Vasudeva is also mentioned in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Since the Vasudeva is the ultimate truth, the Lord Shiva openly proclaims that one who is the devotee of Lord Vasudeva, who is surrendered to the Lord Krishna, is actually very dear to him. Lord Vasudeva Krishna is worshipable not only by ordinary living entities, but by demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and others. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Stuvanti Dibyai Stavai. Srimad Bhagavatam 12 Canto Chapter 13 Text Number 1. Krishna is worshipped by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Varuna, Indra, Chandra, all of the demigods. That is also a situation for the devotees. Indeed, one who takes to Krishna consciousness immediately becomes very dear to anyone who is simply finding out and beginning to understand what Krishna consciousness actually is. Similarly, all the demigods are also trying to find out who is actually surrendered to Lord Vasudeva. Because the Prachetas were surrendered to Vasudeva, Lord Shiva willingly came forth to see them. Lord Vasudeva or Krishna is described in Bhagavad Gita as Purushottama. Actually, he is the enjoyer and the supreme, the Uttama as well. He is the enjoyer of everything, the Prakriti and the Purusha. Being influenced by the three modes of material nature, the living entity tries to dominate the material nature, but actually he is not the Purusha, enjoyer or Prakriti, but a Prakriti. as described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 7.5. Apareyam iti stvan anyan prakritim vidhime param. Thus, the jiva or the living entity is actually a prakriti or the material or the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord. Being associated with the material energy, he tries to lord it over the material nature. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Mamai bamsu jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mama manas sastani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. The living entity is in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. By endeavoring or to dominate the material nature, the living entity simply struggles hard for existence. Indeed, he struggles too hard to enjoy himself that he cannot even enjoy the material resources. Thus, he sometimes called prakriti or jiva, for he is situated in the marginal potency. The living entity is covered by three modes of material nature. He is called Jiva Sangita. There are two kinds of living entities. One is called Shara and other is called Akshara. Shara refers to those who have fallen down and became conditioned. And Akshara refers to those who are not conditioned. The vast majority of the living entity in the spiritual world are akshara. They are in the position of brahmana, pure spiritual existence. They are different from those who are being conditioned by the three modes of material nature. Being above the both Akshara and Akshara, the Lord Krishna, the Vasudeva is described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 15.18 as a Purushottama. The impersonalist may say that Vasudeva is impersonal Brahman, but actually the impersonal Brahman is subordinate to Lord Krishna, as also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14.27, Brahmano hi pratistha aham, that Krishna is the source of impersonal Brahman, is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. The impersonal Brahman is nothing but the effulgence of the bodily rays of Krishna. And those bodily rays are innumerable universes floating. Thus, in all respects, Vasudeva, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And Lord Shiva is very satisfied with those who are completely surrendered to him. Complete surrender is desired by Lord Krishna, as he indicated in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. The word Saksha means directly is very significant. There are many so-called devotees, but actually they are only karmis and jnanis. For they are not directly devotees of Lord Krishna. The karmis sometimes offer results of their activities to Lord Vasudeva, and this offering is called karma arpanam. Those are considered to be a fruitive activities. For the karmis considered Lord Vishnu to be one of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. Because they consider Lord Vishnu to be at the same level as the demigods, they contend that the surrendering to the demigods is as good as surrendering unto Vasudeva. This contention is denied herein, because if it were true, Lord Shiva would have said that surrender unto him, Lord Vasudeva. Lord Vishnu or Lord Brahma is the Lord Vasudeva, Lord Vishnu or Brahma is the same. However, Lord Shiva does not say this, because he himself surrenders unto Vasudeva. And whoever else surrenders unto Vasudeva is very, very dear to him. This is expressed herein openly. The conclusion is that the devotee of Lord Shiva is not dear to Lord Shiva, but a devotee of Krishna is very dear to Lord Shiva. Wow. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunli Tanmena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovisam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utaha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sha Sri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Raghunatam Itam Tamsajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ramita Sri Vishakam Itam Sha. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वधान सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वाचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wow, what a wonderful purpose Prabhupada's putting forward here. So here, following the instruction of their father, Prachetas the Prachinivari is the father of Prachetas. He has instructed them to go and perform austerity in order to purify yourself so you can populate or take the ashram, Grihastha ashram, and populate the universe. This is the pastime is taking place in the beginning of the creation. So being a very nice sons, they have followed, they are following the order of their father. Prachetas has gone now to perform a austerity, and they have reached the very secluded, beautiful place, the lake, or I think it's also known, it's like a bay, Prabhupada also mentioned in the purport. They have gone there and they're just about to perform a austerity. And Lord Shiva, being very wonderful devotee and being very pleased by the action of the Prachetas, he has come there by his mercy to show the mercy unto the Prachetas and instruct them to how they can actually please Lord Vasudeva or Krishna. Huh? So this is where we add. So now the Lord Shiva has appeared and is speaking to Prachetas. Huh? Prachetas, so he just about to instruct, just about to narrate the Rudra Gita, is popularly known as Rudra Gita. This Rudra Gita, Lord Shiva discloses at the end of after finishing the whole entire this Rudra Gita, the prayers, so this prayer was offered by all the Prachetas at when they were ordered by Lord Brahma to propagate, to create. So this prayer that Lord Shiva is just about to narrate, recite to Prachetas, is about 45 verses, is the same prayer Lord Shiva says, when all the Prachetas were ordered to create, this is in text 73 of this same chapter, when all the Prachetas were ordered to create by Lord Brahma, we, including Lord Shiva is saying, we chanted these prayers in praise of Supreme Personality of Godhead and became completely free from all ignorance. Thus, we were able to create different types of living entities. So, how fortunate we are. We are able to hear those wonderful prayers, those offered by the Prajapatis, or the great personalities of the creation, of the beginning of the creation, the same prayer we are able to sit and hear. So this is from text number 23 to 68 is the Rudra Gita, that's the same prayer, is being narrated by Lord Shiva. This is to glorify the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So in this verse, Lord Shiva is telling Prachetas, I am very pleased with who?
With them.
With them, why? Because they are surrendered to Vasudeva. What's the word? Bhagavantam Vasudevam. Lord Shiva is saying, I am more pleased to see the devotees of Lord Vasudev. This is what Lord Shiva is telling them. Because the Prachetas were pleasing and they were devotees of Vasudev, Krishna. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's long purport mentions the verse, starts with the verse, Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna is saying that Bahunam Janmanam Ante, this is in the chapter 7, text 19, that after many, many births, having repeated taking birth, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, at the end, Jnanavanamam Prapadate, those who are in knowledge, Vasudevam Sarvamiti, they will consider, they will worship Vasudeva as all in all. Samahatma Sudurlava. That Mahatma, that great soul, is Sudurlava. Durlava means rare. Su, the prefix, means very rare. That Mahatma, that's Prabhupada's, mentioning this verse. So, those who are surrendered to Vasudev are very, very rare. Sudurlava. Samahatma Sudurlava. Same, Prabhupada again quotes another verse referring to Vasudev, saying, Om, in the very beginning, the very first line of Srimad Bhagavatam begins with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The word Vasudeva has multiple meanings. One meaning is that the Vasudev is the son of Vasudev, is also known as Vasudev. Another meaning of Vasudev is one who is all pervading. That is Vasudev. How he is pervading? Through the expansion of as a Paramatma. He is pervading. He is in every living entity. He is in every atom. His another name of Lord Krishna, one who is pervading, is Vasudeva. So Prabhupada mentions, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Another beautiful prayer, one of my favorite prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's quote in this purport, is that how all the demigods are praying, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Krishna, Vasudeva. Prabhupada quotes this verse from 11th canto, chapter 13, text number 1, which begins with Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Tavanti Stavai Dipya Stavai Vede Sangha Pada Kram Padukamai Gayanti Yam Samagaha Dhyana Vastra Tat Gatena Manasa Paschanti Yam Yoginaha Yasyantam Navidu Sura Sura Gana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. Beautiful version. So in this verse, Sutta Goswami is saying, Yam Brahma. Who's Brahma? Lord Brahma, the first created being. So who are the personalities that they are worshipping, Lord Vasudev? Yam Brahma. So Brahma is Varuna. So he's mentioned, Yam Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Maruta. These are all prominent demigods in the universal affairs. The demigods are in charge for managing the universal affairs, administrators. So these are great personalities. Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Maruta. Stuvanti Dipyai Stavai. Stuvanti means praying, stuti. The word has come from stuti. Dibyai, divine. Stavai. Stava is, there's a slight difference. There's a stuti. Stuti means the prayers that we narrate, those prayers offered by a great personality, we narrate the same prayers. It's called stuti. When stava is referred, is to those prayers that are actually not created, but spontaneously offering to the Lord as from their heart, pure heart, is called stava. So what are they doing? They stuvanti dibyai stavai vedai saanga. All the Vedas, their angas, the limbs, how they like the Vedas, the Puranas, Upanishads. Veda Sangha Padakrama. Padakrama means, Padakrama is very, Krama is in very, in line, one after another. Beautiful. Pada means, also means the verses, Padakrama, beautifully narrated, beautiful verses. Upanishadai, Gayanti Yam Samaga. And these are narrated, beautifully sung. Samaga is the chanters of Samaveda, they're narrating this beautiful verse. They are praising through the beautiful verses. Dhyana avasthita tena stena tat gatena manasa. See, all the demigods, the sages, the goal of all the sages, what is the goal? Is the Lord. upon whom all the demigods or sages perform their austerity is the goal, the personality of Godhead. Pasyanti yam yoginaha yasyantam navidhu. The glories of that personality which has no end, yasya anta, na vidhu. Vidhu means knowing. So, yasya anta na vidhu, sura asura gana. Both combine all the demigods and the demons. They even don't know the end of this glorious personality. Yasyantam snabidhu sura sura gana devaya tasmai namaha. Sutta Goswami offering the obeisance to such a great personality, Lord Vasudeva. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning this verse in the purport. Now, this mention what? Brahma, Varuna, Rudra, Maruta, Nindra. I thought maybe I'll just take few prayers offered by these personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam or different places in the. So we'll just. So first in the list was Lord Brahma. Again, Brahma is also saying the same thing what Lord Shiva is saying, that Vasudeva or Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This prayer, as we also commonly know as Brahma Samhita, when Lord Brahma says, Ishwaraha Parama Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. What is he saying? Ishwaraha, Ishwara means controller, Parama Krishna, the great, is Krishna. His form is Satchit Ananda, Vigraha, Anadi. He who has no cause, yet he is the cause of everything. Adi Govinda. His name is Govinda. He is Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. This is Brahmaji's prayer. Another prayer, beautiful prayer, Brahmaji offers in St. Brahma Samhita, text 51. Agnir mahi gaganamambu maru disascha kalas tatatma manasi jagat trayani yasmat bhavanti vivavanti visanti yamcha govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Again, Lord Brahma is saying the demigods like Agni, or sorry, the elements like Agni, fire, mahi means earth, gagana means the sky, ambu, water, maru, air, disha, directions, kala, the time, atma, the living beings, manas, mind, jagatrayani means all three worlds. He is the creator. He said, yasmat bhavanti. Everything is coming from him. Bhavanti means emanating. He is the creator. Vivavanti. He is also maintainer. And Vishanti. He is also the destroyer and annihilator. Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Again, Brahmaji is saying, Govinda, I worship, you are the Supreme Person. Now, next on the list is Varuna. Who is Varuna?
Water.
Yes. As I mentioned in the beginning, the demigods, different demigods, are responsible. They are in charge of certain elements. So, Varuna is in charge of water. So he is in charge. And once Nanda Maharaj, the father of Lord Krishna, was bathing in Jamuna, it so happened that he was bathing at On the Dwadashi day, in a time that it was not really auspicious, so he was bathing. So the servants of Varuna took Nanda Maharaj to Varuna, the kingdom of Varuna. And knowing this, Lord Krishna, when he found out what my Varuna, the servants of Varuna has taken my father to Varuna Loka, then Lord Krishna actually goes there. This is in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the chapter 28. It's mentioned, the whole pastime is mentioned there. So Lord Krishna goes in there. When Lord Krishna goes and he appears, he's there in front of Varuna, and Lord Varuna is offering a prayer. So I'll just narrate a couple of the prayers that was narrated by Varuna. He says, Adhyame nibrito deho. He's saying, Adhya means today. Nibrito deho, my body. Deho means body. My body, my existence, that I'm in this body, but my existence today has become a purified. I have achieved this most sentence today by having your darshan, your presence in front of me. He's saying, my existence as in this form has been successful. Why? Because Lord Krishna has now appeared there. Adhyame nivritto deho adhya eva artho adhigata prabho. He's saying, O Lord, the goal of my life, artha, has been successful because I am able to have your presence. So he says, now my body has fulfilled its function. Indeed, now the goal of my life is achieved, O Lord. Those who accept your lotus feet, O Personality of Godhead, can transcend the path of material existence. This is one of the prayers that was offered by Varuna to Lord Krishna. Another one. Canto 10, chapter 28, text number 6. Namastubhyam bhagavate brahmane paramatmane nayatra shuyate maya loka srishti vikalpana. Namastubhyam bhagavate. He's paying his obeisances. To who? Krishna. Brahmane paramatmane. You are the absolute truth and you are the all-pervading paramatma. Brahmane paramatmane. Nayatra suyate maya. You are not under the control of this illusory energy. Loka srishti vikalpana. You are the srishti. Loka means the planetary system. Srishti means creator. You are the creator of the universes. My obeisance unto you, O Supreme Personality Godhead, the absolute truth, the supreme soul, within whom there is no trace of illusory energy, which orchestrates the creation of this world. So Brahma, the Varuna is saying what? He is the creator. Shiva is saying what? Lord Vasudeva is creator. So we accept the instructions given to us by these great personalities. This is where it is now. Sukadeva Goswami and the Vyasa has put in the Bhagavatam for us to understand. Yes, all these great personalities, what are they saying? Please worship Lord Vasudeva. Another beautiful person. Who's another one in the list? Young Brahma, Varuna. Next is
Indra.
Let's hear Indra's prayer. Huh? This is the prayer that Indra offered when Lord Krishna, after lifting the golden hill, because the Nanda Maharaj wanted to perform Indra Yagya, Lord Krishna said no, because Indra had a little bit of pride in him, and Lord Krishna actually made Govardhan Hill to be worshipped, and in the form that Krishna actually expanded as a Govardhan Hill. And so story, I mean, you all know the story. Then the Indra, you know, sends the rain and it tries to flood the Braj. But Lord Krishna lifts the Govardhan Hill with a little tiny finger for 7 days. And then Indra realizes, what mistake I have made. Now, this is my Lord. So Indra prays. This is in the chapter 10, canto 10, chapter 27, text number 10. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Purushaya Mahatmane Vasudeva Krishnaya. Again, Vasudeva. Lord Shiva is saying Vasudeva Krishna. Brahmaya Varunda is saying Krishna. And Lord Indra is also saying Vasudeva Krishnaya. Sattvaya Pataye Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Namas means my obeisances. Tubhyam unto you, O Bhagavan, O Bhagavate, O Krishna. Huh? Purushaya Mahatmane. You are the greatest. You are the Purusha, the greatest personality. Vasudeva Krishna. Sattvaya Pataye Namaha. Sattvatam Pataye Namaha. Sattvatam is referring to Yadu dynasty. He is the Lord of the Yadus. Pataye Namaha. Obeisance unto you, O Supreme Personality of the Godhead, the great soul, who are all pervading, who is residing in everyone's heart. My obeisance unto you, Krishna, the chief of the Yadu dynasty. Yadu dynasty. This is Indra's prayer. Another prayer, beautiful prayer, next verse in the same chapter. And this text 7, text 6. Pita Guru Tum Jagato Adhiso Durataya Kala Uttamat Danda Hitaya Ichhaya Tanuhi Samihase Manam Vidhunam Jagat Isa Maninam. Pita, he is saying, Pita, you are the father, Guru, you are the original spiritual master. Tvam Jagatam Adhiso, you are the Lord of the Adhisa, means the Lord. Jagat means the world. Durataya, you are Durataya Kala, you are insurmountable time. Kala means time. Utpata Ganda, you are also a superintendent for punishing through your karma danda. Hitaya Ichhaya Tanubhi Samhase, for the benefit of others. Hitaya means the benefit of, you know, all the sages and personalities and devotees. Tanubhi Samhase, you accept different types of forms. You appear to protect the devotees in different avatars. That's what it means, or, you know, in other words. Hitaya Ichhaya Tanubhi Samhase Manam Vidhumna. Manam, those who have pride. Lord Indra is praying because now he has a pride. What is he saying here? Manam, you come to subdue the man or the pride, like myself, Lord Indra is saying. Manam Vidhumnam Jagat Isa. We think that we are the lords. To teach us that lesson, Maninam, you come down to teach us. Don't be proud. You are a simple. So who was it? Now we have Brahma, Indra, Varuna, we heard. Now is Rudra, Lord Shiva. Let's read a couple of verses from the Rudra Gita we just mentioned. The Rudra Gita that Lord Shiva is going to narrate. Next to the couple of verses I was going to read. So, Lord Shiva says, Nama Pankajanabhaya. You might have heard this verse from Kunti Devi's prayers again. Nama Pankajanabhaya. Bhutaya Sukshmendriyatmane. Vasudeva Santaya Kutasthaya Surojise. Again, Lord Shiva again saying Vasudevaya, Lord Krishna. Nama Pankajanabhaya. I offer my obeisances to that personality from whose navel the lotus is emanating. In the lotus, who comes? Brahma, right? From the navel of Garbhadaksha Vishnu in the Lord Brahma. So he is Lord Shiva is paying obeisances to that Lord personality. Nava Pankajanabhaya Bhutaya Sukshmendriyatmane. That the Lord Sukshma Indriya Atmane means he is the origin of all the senses, sense objects. That it comes from him. Vasudeva Santaya. Santaya means very peaceful. Lord Vasudeva, that personality who is all pervading, is Santa, very peaceful. Kutastha Swarochase. My dear Lord, you are the origin of the creation by virtue of the lotus flower which sprouts from your navel. You are the supreme controller of the senses and the sense objects. You are also the all-pervading Vasudeva. You are most peaceful, and because of your self-emanated existence, you are not disturbed by six transformations. Do you know what the six transformations are? Lord is not in the subjugated by six transformations. Yes.
No four.
Sorry?
And four.
Okay.
Both death, old age, disease.
Not quite. The birth is one of them. Yes.
Growing up.
Yes.
Staying.
Injury.
So six transformation is birth, growing, and then?
Staying.
Byproduct that the body actually able to produce another body as byproduct, yes?
Dwindling.
Staying for a while and then dwindle, and finally death. These are the six changes that everybody goes through. What Lord Shiva is saying? Lord is not subjugated to these six changes. That's the idea. Another one, very beautiful verse. Ektadrupam anudheyam atma suddham adhisthitam tad bhakti yogo bhagavat avarbhavaya swadharma anushtitam. My dear Lord, those who desire to purify their existence must always engage in meditation upon your lotus feet. As described above, those who are seriously and serious about executing their occupational duty, who want freedom from must take the process of bhakti yoga. Lord Shiva is saying. So how the Lord is pleased? By bhakti yoga, performing devotion service. So we heard the prayers from Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra. Yes? What are all they saying? What all they, if you just put everybody's prayer, what are they saying? Yes, Vasudev is Vasudevam Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudev is everything. Vasudev, everything that's in emanate comes from Lord Vasudev. The last one is Maruta. I tried to research some prayers from Marutas, but I couldn't really find. But do you know who Marutas are? Maruts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maruts are very special demigods. Actually, they were born from the womb of Diti. All the demoniac lineage comes from Diti. They were born in the lineage of Diti, in a family of like Asura or demon. But they become demigods. Do you want to hear the story? Very short. When the Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were sons of Diti. The husband is Kashyapa, and then Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are sons of Diti. So Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were killed by Lord Vishnu in the different forms. One came in Varaha, he killed Hiranyaksha, and in the form of Narsimhadev, he killed Hiranyakashipu. Diti, knowing that actually Indra was the cause, Indra had invited the Lord, Lord has taken this form because Indra's endeavor. So he is the cause of my son's death. So Diti is thinking this way. So now I want a son who can kill Indra. So thinking this way, now how do I do this? So what she does is, this is in this whole narration is described in the 6th canto, chapter 18 of this Srimad Bhagavatam. So what she does is she pleases her husband, Kashyapa. So she pleases by serving him so much that Kashyapa was so pleased, he promised her a benediction. At that moment, she asked for this benediction. She said, "My dear husband, please give me. Now my Indra has caused my sons to be dead. Please give me a son that is going to kill. He is powerful, so he can kill Indra." Now Kashyapa, knowing this, he regretted that he gave this benediction. Because how can you, and he create a son and then kill Indra? Killing Indra is a very exalted demigod that Lord has placed him to take charge of universal affair. He is a prominent demigod. How can it be killed? So now he has given this benediction that yes, you will grant her wish. But so he said, okay, it is possible, but it's conditional. You will have, if you want to have a son that is going to kill Indra, you will need to follow a vrata called Pumsaban Vrata. As mentioned in the Pumsaban Vrata is mentioned in chapter 19 of the 6th canto. You will have to follow. That vrata is for worshipping. The whole thing is pleasing Lord Vishnu. So you can have a son, but you'll have to follow this prata vow of pleasing Lord Vishnu.
Very strictly.
Very strictly. Yeah? If somehow, if you're not able to follow this vow, then what will happen? is that the son that's going to be born of you is going to be in favor of Indra. Right? So she said, yes, I will do anything. I will follow your instruction. And then he gives instruction. I'll just read, it was very nice, very, very practical, is some of the things he told us to do. It's very applicable to even for us to follow some of the things he said. So he says, my dear wife, to follow this vow, the first one says, do not be violent or cause harm to anyone. That's the first instruction. Do not curse anyone. Do not speak lie. Do not cut your nail or hair. Do not touch impure things like skulls and bones. This is the from 6th Canto, chapter 18, verse 48. Kashyapa Muni continued, my dear gentle wife, never enter water while bathing. Means bathe, simply just take water and do not enter into a body of water. Never be angry. Do not even speak or associate with the wicked people. Never wear clothes that have not been properly washed. Do not put on garland that has already been worn by someone else. Never eat leftover food. In other words, eat fresh food. Never eat prasad. Sorry, never eat prasad offered to a goddess Kali. Because this process is worshipping Lord Vishnu. Generally, when we offer a prasad to Kali, is the things that are offered, like liquor or even flesh. So therefore, it says, avoid those. Do not eat anything brought or touched by a Shudra, nor anything seen by a woman in her menstrual period. Do not drink water by joining a palm. I'm not sure why that it was. He says, after eating, you should not go out on the street without having washed your mouth, hands, and feet. You should not go out in the evening with your hair loose. Nor should you go out unless you are properly decorated with ornaments. You should not leave the house unless you are very grave and sufficiently covered. So in other words, we have properly wear a dress. Shouldn't be just going out with a... You should not lie down without having washed your feet or without being purified. Nor wet feet with your head pointing to west or north. In other words, when you're sleeping, then you should not be having your head towards west or north. You should not lie naked or with another woman or during the sunrise and sunset, which is generally as shandhyas. You should not be sleeping during just when the sunrise in Brahma Muhurta time or when the sunset. You should not be sleeping. Put on the washed clothes, being always pure and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood, and other auspicious items. Before breakfast, you should worship cow, Brahmana, goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. With the flower garland, sandalwood pub, ornaments, other paraphernalia, a woman following this vow should worship a woman who have sons and who has husband who are living. The pregnant wife should worship her husband and offer him prayers, should meditate upon him, thinking he is the suitable for her, suitable in her womb. So like that, he gives all this. So this is just some of the vows he's explained to follow. And then he gives a whole prayers that should be praying for the worship of the Lord Vishnu. So then what happens? He sees strictly follows these instructions that was given to him by Kashyapa. But the knowing this, that now the Aditi is just about to give a child who's going to kill Indra. Indra knew this. He found out. So what he does, he comes and serves Diti very nicely. Now remember, Diti and Aditi. So Aditi's lineage is all the demigods. The Diti's lineage is all the demons. But Diti and Aditi both are
sisters.
So what he's doing is, in other words, he's serving her, his auntie. So he serves the soul, nicely. He comes and serves. And so what is his motive was to actually destroy the what's in her womb. That was his motive. That, okay, now there's somebody going to come that's going to kill you. That was his motive. So then, it so happened by the arrangement of the providence that she fell asleep. She had a hard dinner, but she did not wash her hand or feet after eating. She was so tired. This vow was meant to be followed for a whole 1 year. So after a while she became tired and the weak. So finding this moment, Indra enters into her womb, because all the demigods have this siddhi, as that they can become as smallest and smallest, smaller, and using that siddhi power, Lord Indra enters into the womb of Aditi, Diti, and what he does, divides the embryo into 7 parts, and further each into 7. So 7 into 7?
49.
However, because this Vrata was followed by to worship Lord Vishnu actually protected these. And they were born, they came out, Indra could not kill them. So as Kashyapa had promised that, yes, you will have a son, but if you don't follow this vow I have given to you, the process, then they will become favorable to demigods. So when they were born, these are the Maruts. 49 Maruts were born from Diti. Same question, Pariksit Maharaj was, Sukadev Goswami was describing the lineage of all the demons. When it came to Maruts, because Maruta was born from Diti, then Maharaj asked, how come these Maruts who were actually born from Diti, they have become the demigods? So this is how this story was narrated by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Pariksit. And so these demigods now become a Maruts. So 49 demigods has now becomes now, after they were born, Lord Indra tells Diti, Janti, that yes, you wanted a son to kill me, but now we have 49 sons. And as for the vow, that she just missed one particular thing, that she was not able to follow the vow. Kashyapa had told him, if you follow strictly, you will have a son who is going to kill you, but if you miss one, then the sons who are born from you
friends.
Become friends. So that's why the Maruts become a demigods, and the Maruts are in charge of the wind gods. That's how the Maruts came into existence. So yam brahma varunendra rudra marutas stubanti dipyai savai. So this is the, I could not find any, reference that I didn't have time to find But these, all these demigods saying, what are they saying? Worship Vasudeva, Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it's, I'd like to end here. Just to, to ask any questions, comments, corrections. For, yes, ma'am.
Thank you for doing such an extensive class. For someone who's very simple minds are prudent, I need to stick to the core of the verse, which is that Lord Shiva is saying that anyone who is surrendered to Krishna, who is the controller of everything, is dear to him. So, can you return to that a little bit more, please?
Okay.
What is the question?
So the question is that in the verse, Lord Shiva is saying that anyone who is a devotee of Vasudeva, Krishna, is also dear to me. I am very dear to me. Rather, I'm those who are worshipping me as Lord Shiva or all, I am more pleased at those who are worshipping Vasudeva. That's what the Lord Shiva is saying. Because Lord Shiva understands who is Krishna, who is Vasudeva. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything comes to him. He is the creator, he is the maintainer, he is the destroyer. So Lord knows that, Lord Shiva knows that. So those who are, those who are worshipping demigods, are worshipping a direct form of the Lord. They're not really directly worshipping a Lord. What Lord Shiva is saying, that if you worship the demigods, it's better if you worship the Lord Vasudeva Krishna, then I am more pleased because that is the alternate aim or duty of the our goal should be worshipping Vasudeva. Therefore, Lord Shiva is saying, if you worship Vasudeva, I am also pleased. As I understand, that's what my understanding is. Thank you. Yes, Prabhupada.
The purport, Prabhupada mentions that for Rudra, the devotees of Krishna are more dear than his own devotees.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that? How is that? And then why did he have to then fight for his devotee against Krishna himself, if that was the case?
So, I'm trying to understand your question. So you're saying that Lord Shiva is more pleased?
In the purport, the last line is probably where Prabhupada says that the devotees of Krishna are more dear to Lord Shiva than his own devotees.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that the case? Because he had to fight for one of his devotees against Krishna.
Mm-hmm. So, can I understand your question correctly? That Lord Shiva's devotees, Lord Shiva is saying here that he's more dear than those who are worshipping Lord Krishna. And in the event of Vanasur, who actually was a devotee of Lord Krishna, and then when the battle took place between Vanasura and Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva had to take the side of Vanasura to fight against Krishna. So how does that? I think same question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukadeva Goswami, that how is this possible? That Lord Shiva is the devotee of Krishna, now he's fighting against him. Now, one of the quality of Lord Shiva, I understand, is he's easily pleased. He's ashutosh. Sometimes it so happens that when these the great demons and their personality want special powers and a special benediction, they worship Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, in the case of Vanasura, when he pleased Lord Shiva by his prayers and the more that he had a thousand hands. Yeah, And he was able to please Lord Shiva by his musical talent. Because Lord Shiva loves music. And through his, he pleased Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva in return asked Banasura to give for the benediction. In that benediction, Banasura asks, okay, so give me a benediction that whenever there is a difficulty in my kingdom, you protect my kingdom, in other words, he says. You have to protect my kingdom. Or including us, all the citizens. You take over, you take charge. So when the Banasura, the whole story goes, the fight took place between Banasura and Lord Krishna in the event of when Pradyumna and his marriage, this whole long story there. So the Banasura fights against Krishna. Now, at that time, Banasura says, now I'm in fighting, I'm in trouble. As promised, you have to fight against Krishna. So that's the story, as I understand, is that Lord Shiva gave that benediction that he would protect his devotee, and therefore he had to fight against Lord Krishna. Yes, Krishna.
I have one comment and the three questions.
Okay, comment and three questions. Okay, fire away.
Okay, the comment is like, I heard in Radhishyam Prabhu's class that when Indra went to kill the kids in Diti's womb, he cut them into 49 pieces. Then Diti gave birth, and 50 children came out, including Indra.
Yes. Okay, I'm to be corrected. Yes, when the Indra had divided the embryo of Diti, they became 49. And because Indra was also in the womb, so the 50th was Indra. He also comes out from the womb of Aditi. So yes, in other words, yes, correct, yes.
And then my first question is that why did the Varuna servants take Nanda Maharaj? Because it was an inauspicious time. But Varuna is the in charge of water, right?
So the question is why the Nanda Maharaj was taken by Varuna's servant to... Our Acharyas explains that, see, every demigods who are serving, they know the Lord. Lord has come now, right, to the planet, the earthly planet. So they want to also have the audience, right? Of course, this is a pastime that's been taking place. But the original reason, the desire that our Acharya explained, that Varuna also wanted to have the audience of Lord Krishna in his kingdom. Therefore, this whole pastime takes place. Yes, it so happens that the Nanda Maharaj was bathing in the auspicious time in Jamuna. Then the Varuna's servants take him there. But the real desire was that Lord wanted, Varuna wanted to see Lord in the kingdom. That's why this whole pastime takes place. For example, if any of us go there and try to bathe in the auspicious time, we may not get that opportunity to go into Varuna Loka. Yeah? But because Varuna wanted, he was looking for an opportunity. How can I have with the Lord in the in my kingdom, right? How can I have the audience of the Lord? That's why the whole thing took place.
Why does she need to wash feet after eating? Because we eat with the hands.
Yes, a very good question. The question is that in the process given by Kashyapu to Diti, that one of the process was that one has to wash hands and feet
and mouth
when eating, or did you say?
After eating.
After eating, right? Yeah, so the question is, why feet? Hands and mouth we can understand. So why feet, Krishna is saying? Well, that's the process given. I'm not 100% sure, I'll be honest, that why feet also, as I can assure that the hands, mouth, the whole body, I mean, these are the exposed, say you eat with your hands, it's dirty, you engage your mouth to eat prasadam, it also becomes contaminated, and then possibly while eating, there may be drops, something that might fall into your feet, this also get that wash also. So that's, I mean, that's my assumption. Anyone might want to add something to that question?
Just in response to this progress question,
yeah.
I have to add, out my ideas, you found that Lord Shiva engaged in the battle to glorify.
To glorify Lord Krishna. He knew he was going to be defeated, but in order to increase...
Yes, him. Yes, another reason, yes, that's that the Lord is... Lord Shiva wanted to glorify the Lord, and he also, you know, by being defeated by the Lord, Lord Shiva is glorifying Krishna. He said, I am also subordinate. I am also not the supreme controller. I can be defeated by the Lord. That's another reason that Lord Shiva has taken. Yes, thank you. Yes, Krishna, what's your third question?
My
third question is,
what do the Maruts do when Indra's kingdom? Are
these
friends or...
Yes, the question is, what are the roles of the Maruts when they became friends with Indra? Then they take charge of, I understand, the elements of wind, the air. They have some roles there to manage as the universal administrators. So Maruts take the role in that one. Thank you. Alright. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Jaya Srimad Prabhupada Ki, Jaya Shishira Bhagavatam Ki, Jaya Lord Shiva Ki, Jaya Chintas Ki, Jaya Gopinath Ki.